You from the 415, you from the 510, you from the 707, 408, or the 650. You from the 925, all the way to the 209. I'm so open-ended. I love the whole Bay, but I'm from Oakland.
If you're from the Bay, let me hear you say yee. When you out of town, tell the DJ play me. I love E-42 Short and Mac Dre. Everywhere I go, you know I rep that Bay.
I know I will see plenty of videos from Florida and various states tomorrow where there's 15,000 people congregated, so.
Yeah. You mean like some random bowl game? Still having fucking bowl games for some reason?
I did enjoy that there were fans at the Alamo Bowl last night.
Right.
And I was like, oh, yeah, they cut down attendance. It's like 17%. Yeah, it doesn't look much different than a lot of Alamo Bowls.
The exact same, as a matter of fact.
Oh, yeah, I've seen this. Well, yeah, that's Purdue at Kansas State. Yeah, I've seen this attendance before.
Yeah.
It might have actually had higher attendance for people just kind of doing it out of spite.
Yeah. That is very on brand for the Alamo Bowl, in my experience. Well, by the way, too soon? Should we be talking about Alamo Bowls? I don't know.
Yeah. It was a throwaway year.
That's a sore spot. That's a sore spot for sure. Let's see, who was the so that was the year the center got hurt and they were redshirting Hansen and they like refused to put Hansen in for some reason. Even though it probably wouldn't have burned his redshirt, like playing two quarters in a bowl game.
Who was it? Was it Matt Hegarty or something? The Notre Dame transfer?
Yes, he got hurt and then they had to move like the guard, who was actually pretty good if I remember. I can't remember his name.
At guard, but not at center.
Yeah, at guard, he was good, but at center, he couldn't snap the ball. And, yeah, boy.
Which is weird because I feel I could go into a game right now and get the snap down at least.
You could?
I wouldn't be able to block anyone for shit.
Yeah.
But I could snap the ball to a person standing behind me.
Are you sure?
100% sure. If my knees could actually get me into a three-point stance, I could make the snap.
Yeah. I don't think I could.
By the way, if you got to ask that question, you couldn't. No, I see your point, though. Like, if you're just a guy and all you got to do is get a football back to a person, like, I'm like this, legs spread wide, two hands on the ball. I'm not doing like that one hand.
Long snapper guy.
Two hands on the ball. I'm looking back through my legs, and I'm looking at where I'm snapping that ball. And it's getting there. And then, like, I'm on my ass every single play, but the ball's getting there at least.
Yeah, I'm not rolling ground balls to the quarterback back there for sure.
Not an ideal situation, again, by the way. Again, having your center unable to block anybody is not ideal.
Yeah, but again, I don't have to worry about blocking. I got a 325-pound guy coming at me, you know, half a second after I snap it. So,
What's worse, your center not being able to block anybody, or your center not being able to get the snap to you cleanly?
I feel there's a lot of guys in college football that can't block anyone anyway. So, at least I could complete the snap.
They can at least get in the way, though. They're not getting run over the second they snap the ball.
I could dive at a knee. As long as someone doesn't hit him high, I could take him low.
You're getting ejected in this in Biden's college football. You're getting
in fairness, you know, let's say we're out there at center. Whoever we're going against is unblockable, essentially, right? Yeah. They're just coming in. Well, one of the greatest offensive minds in college football history played in a national championship game in 2011, and his whole scheme was running at the one unblockable Auburn defensive lineman. So, I mean, it could be done.
Yeah.
In hindsight, what a weird game plan.
Let's not block Nick Fairley, right?
But we know he can't block him, so we're just going to run right at him and hope he makes the wrong decision.
Yeah. And he didn't.
He really did, yeah.
He didn't make the wrong decision.
They didn't score inside the five a few times, I feel like.
Best defensive line. When did Batum start playing for the Clippers?
This year.
He was a big pickup for him.
What the fuck?
By the way, the Hornets just trying to get rid of him is what it was.
Like, yeah, like before we started recording, you mentioned Batum, and I was like, why would you – okay, whatever. Why would you mention Batum? Like, are you just trying to make me, like, act or something?
Dig out my Batum jersey somewhere in my closet.
Right. By the way, could there be a harder, like, left turn than going from Alamo Bowl talk to Nick Batum?
I think that's an equal footing right now. And
yeah. Yeah, right, fair enough.
Probably his last 4 or 5 years in the NBA.
So how are we feeling about the Blazers after 3 games?
It's a weird year already in the NBA.
Yeah, it is. Like, the most bipolar shit ever. You lose that opener.
Huge blowouts. Yeah. See teams that shouldn't win beat good team. It's going to be a weird year in the NBA.
So the Blazers lose their opener, look like absolute trash, come back and beat the Lakers, and then beat Houston. And who the fuck knows what Houston is? Like, they're not good.
Half their team were guys I have no idea who the hell they were.
But, like, the best part about the Houston game is – leading up to it, you know, the report that Harden apparently says he would prefer to be traded to Portland.
Well, he added that to his list of teams.
Yeah. So
it's Portland, only like four teams.
Portland being one of those teams going into a game with Portland, the obvious trade bait would be CJ McCollum in that scenario. And so in the game itself, they literally each score 44 points. Mm-hmm. Like, CJ's like, trade me for what now? All right.
Well, the difference was they both scored 44, but only one of them had 17 assists, and that was not CJ.
That was not CJ McCollum. Yep.
I assume at least King is on.
Oh, no. CJ can score as many points as he wants to. he is not as good as James fucking Harden.
No.
James Harden is like 30 pounds overweight.
Which he was
and is. Yeah.
I know King's on the side with me that you make that trade in a heartbeat, right?
Oh, in a heartbeat.
In a heartbeat. I don't know if you are. Yeah.
Though that trade is now dead with Collins being out because that was your chip. A chip with CJ and picks. Now it's CJ picks. And I don't actually know who you would throw in there now.
Trent?
Yeah.
I don't think they're – yeah, I mean
– Trent, maybe. Simons?
Because at some point it's got to be a salary match thing too. So yeah. I don't know. I just feel like that trade is now – because it was juicy. Because I was done with Collins before today's news. He's he's a bust. He's
dumb. Well, they could Houston could just essentially waive him, right? Just take on his contract and dump him and
open up a bunch of space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're getting rid of Harden, you might as well clear as much cap space as you can.
Yeah.
For I don't know even who's gonna be a free agent coming up. Because Giannis just signed and
that's the thing, is like if you do this trade and you still include Collins. And, you know, the notion is, all right, we'll trade for Collins, but we're going to dump him. But you guys pick up all of the cap hit, like, that would come from dumping him. Then, you know, would that be something that Houston would still be interested in?
Well, if the Blazers can even make that work.
If you throw in another player, too. Like, I don't know. It could be Trent. It could be, like, Jones or –
I mean, if there's any chance, there's going to have to be a third team involved somehow to make everything work. But like you said, you make that trade in a heartbeat.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't even think about it. Yes.
Do the Blazers.
Like, yes. Like the call goes to Olshay. Oh, it's Houston. Yes. 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 I haven't even said anything yet, Neil. Yeah. Yes. The answer is yes. Yes. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Bye.
Here's the other question.
And then hang up before they can change their mind.
You take CJ off this team. Let's say you take Trent off this team. You add Harden. Harden gets back in shape to where he was, where he should be.
He will.
Do the Blazers contend in the West at least? Maybe are they going to put up a fight against the Lakers?
I mean, this.
You
can't say they're going to beat them.
I would say that's a bridge too far. Yes, I would say yes.
But. Yeah. But it's two top 10 players versus two top 10 players. Mm-hmm. The Lakers' top 10 players are just better than the in that scenario, Dame and Harden. Well, Harden and Dame, because Harden is better than Dame.
Yep.
I can't stand watching him play. He is eye poison. Yeah. A lot of it is boring as hell. But he is – Dame's, you know, like 8-9 in the league. Harden's 4-5. You can you know, nitpick there, but –
Well, see, the difference is
he is better. He is better, and then that lineup would be Dame. It would be, you know, Harden. It would be Melo. It would be Nurk, and fill in fifth guy, you know, wherever you want to.
Every well, they got all the guys they got now. Melo ain't even in there.
Yeah, they do have a lot of guys now. Like, and I'll say
they have too many. They have almost have too many guys right now to try to take minutes.
I'll say, though, that that's something that Portland hasn't really had recently, and it's kind of – it's been
– Oh, they used to have. They used to – it's like their big thing was, oh, we have so much depth on the bench. So much depth. But, in the off – but the start – it's like, well, three of your starters are trash.
Yeah.
They're all – you have 12 players that are exactly the same filling out the bench in half your starting lineup.
Yep.
But if I – you put Harden with Dame, I mean – one of those guys is going to be, you know, man-to-man on them. You can't double them both, can you?
Yeah.
No.
And then when Dame comes out, the big difference is when Dame comes out, you know, the team really kind of struggles. Even when CJ in there, you take Dame out, all of a sudden you have Harden in there by himself. Nothing slows down there.
No. No. And depending on the lineup, like essentially depending on the lineup you put out there, you could be you could be top five, you know, team, whoever's on the court. So say you take one of them off, you have Dame and whatever lineup you put him with, really, really good lineup. You have Harden with whatever lineup you put out there, really, really good. So I mean, this is not going to happen, right?
I don't see how it happens.
No. No.
So it's fun to talk about, and it's something that seemingly comes up every year, like as somebody who follows Portland. But again, it's Portland. So, you know, I was thinking about this earlier, you know, James Harden, you know, alluding to the fact that he might want to be traded to Portland is fucking monumental for Portland. Like this does not happen. Like Melo is the biggest name free agent to ever sign with Portland, and it's not even close. Like there is no, it's like A, Melo is A, and then there's a bunch of C's afterwards.
You're forgetting, wasn't Scottie Pippen a free agent?
No, he was not.
No, it was
Nope. Pippen was traded. Rasheed was traded. Like everybody else was traded.
Yeah, I think the biggest free agent.
Aaron Aflalo.
Was like Brian Grant or Derek Anderson or
Kenny Anderson.
Kenny Anderson, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Good players, but not.
No, not Melo. Yeah.
But let's before we wrap up this, in the hypothetical world that Dame and Harden are on the same team, right? Are they the second best duo in the league?
What, behind LeBron and AD?
Yeah, LeBron and AD are better.
Mm-hmm.
Are they better than KD and Kyrie? Because KD is better than Harden and Dame, of course.
I'd say that's a put.
But I think Harden and Dame are both better than Kyrie.
Yeah. Now, you don't like Kyrie to begin with.
He's a flirt.
But when Kyrie is playing at his best, he's I don't want to say he's better than Dame. I don't want to say that. But
it's the hard part with Kyrie is that we have never seen him.
We've had like one or 2 years.
But we've never seen him with an iffy team lead them, even to an 8 seed.
Yeah, that's true.
He was trash before LeBron got to Cleveland. His teams were trash. Like, and they were trash, but he didn't do anything special. He dragged down the Celtics, which is a different conversation, but –
he's polar opposite in terms of leadership from Dame.
Yes.
Like Dame is.
Dame is a dog.
Dame is a leader to end all leaders. And Kyrie, you know, Kyrie does spear.
Super talented. Yes. Kyrie super talented, but he's a weirdo.
Make his team better, but his team doesn't actually get better to be because of him. Yeah.
This Blazers down 12. Dame's got no points.
So. Yeah. Did that in the opener too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Dame needs to not play poorly. If Portland.
So maybe this shortened off season and Dame logging heavy minutes in the bubble. Maybe coming a factor right now.
Well, I'd hope
plus new
not.
Players he didn't have a lot to deal with.
I feel like he's too young.
He needs to stop making those damn rap albums. I tell you what, that's what's doing it. It's that rap music and video games. Just like violence with kids, man. Yeah. So back to Collins. So he's undergoing surgery for a stress fracture out indefinitely. So he has, like, when he's been healthy, which he hasn't been for much, he's been average? Could we say that? But that's the thing.
I mean,
is that he hasn't been healthy. So we're like, how do we, like, I've seen people on like Twitter talking about him being like the worst draft pick ever. He's not the worst draft pick ever. But
in that draft class, mm-hmm. it's pretty easy to see that instead of Collins and Swanigan, literally the Blazers could have had Bam Adebayo and Kyle Kuzma.
Yeah.
Like right back-to-back picks, essentially. And Donovan Mitchell was also picked. I think it went Collins, Donovan Mitchell, Bam Adebayo.
Oof.
And you could see why they didn't pick Mitchell. That's, you know, that's –
That argument though is so much bullshit in basketball. That like no, we didn't. And again, this is what Portland has been suffering from is that argument. It's like no, we had a guard. We didn't need another guard. Mm. No. That was the best player. So you take the best player and then you fucking make it work. You know, like if one of them has to come off the bench, so fucking be it. Like whatever. Like you draft the best player there. Like
the problem with that is
if that's Mitchell, then so be it. Get fucking Mitchell. Then you have three guards. Yeah. Okay, CJ plays small forward. Like whatever. Like figure it out.
The problem with that though, you end up like some of these NFL teams where you're literally drafting a quarterback in the first round every year because you're just like, oh, I'm taking the best guy. It's a quarterback. Bring it in.
Then you're Portland watching these guys become all-stars while the guys you pick are in the fucking G League or not playing because they're injured. Like, get the best player available. Like, period. Because guys come and go every year, man.
Oh,
wow, Dame is not great. I'm watching streams, so I'm a little bit behind, obviously. Because I ain't paying for cable like you rich folk. Cable? Who has cable anymore?
How are you illegally streaming this stuff?
Me?
Yeah, you're going to be going to jail for like 10 years now.
Because I was trying to illegally stream Red Zone this year.
Oh, for man.
Like the fourth year in a row.
I got a great set for that.
And I got bricked. Could not find it for 2 weeks. And I finally succumbed and bought the fucking package.
Should I tell you?
Which I will be canceling in 2 weeks.
Yeah. Should I tell you over podcast or should I tell you when we're done?
I think that's a text message.
All right. I will do that.
Yes.
I got a really good site. I've been using like all football. Oh, man, it's great.
Because I enjoyed the Red Zone this year, mm-hmm. but like the three or four previous years where I was just illegally streaming it, I loved it so much more.
Oh, it's so good.
It was so good. So much better.
It's so good. I'm like, I got games on the Xbox. I got games on my computer. I got games on my phone. It's a beautiful thing, guys.
I'm surprised you ran into trouble because usually the big trouble is when you deal with the MLB.
Oh, MLB.
Well, they're impossible.
Those fuckers will send the FBI at you if you like even like go to a site that could possibly stream one of their things.
Major League Baseball is Metallica. Like in this game, basically.
Can we do confession time here?
Sure.
Mike, I hope you're sitting down.
Screaming
Steve, are you sitting down?
I am in a seated position.
So before this year, because I got it free through my phone company. I have been stealing your MLB Network.
Well, that's not a surprise. And if you could get as many people to watch it as possible, it makes it worth it.
Yeah.
I won't say who gave me the info, but I was forwarded some. It was great, though.
I honestly don't even have there's at least five people using my MLB login for it.
All right.
At least five.
Okay, well, one of them.
And until it comes to a point where it's like, oh, too many people are watching this at once, then I don't give a shit.
Bro, let's make it six. What are we doing here? What are we doing here? If nothing else comes from this podcast other than me getting your MLB login, it's worth it. Yeah, no, I had somebody one of my buddies who's like a T-Mobile customer gave me their login this year because they gave it away as one of their like free giveaways.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that was a good thing.
So as an aside,
yeah,
like the MLB like extra innings package and all that, mm-hmm. for being such a old white stodgy league, it is by far the best like mobile application casting setup. It's weird.
Yeah.
And for being the most like hip and urban,
it's so smooth.
NBA's is by far the worst. Even NBA TV on cable is a disaster. Yeah. It's so bad.
Well, I can watch baseball on my iPad, my phone, and off my PlayStation all at once.
Yeah, that's great.
You know, I just have three games going.
Yeah.
I watched many, many A's games on my phone this year. That was fantastic. And by the way, props to the NFL. Like, we got to give it up to them because, like, they've made it possible to just – like, I have the 49ers team app on my phone, and you can watch every single game just from that app.
And see, what's weird is I have the Chiefs app.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know I could watch games on that app until this week.
Yeah, it's been great.
They sent me, you know, a – update, you know, hey, this game against the Falcons really fucking sucks. Click this link.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait a minute. What? Wait,
there's a link.
I can watch this?
This link's been there all year? God damn it.
Why have I been ignoring this?
And I don't want to watch this.
Oh, that was a terrible game.
I mean, that's been the case for me, too. Like, the only issue I have is that you can't cast to anything from it. So, like, it'd be nice. I have a Chromecast. It'd be nice if I could cast to it and actually watch it on my TV. But it's all good.
Yeah.
It's all good. I mean, Niners games aren't that, you know, worth watching this year anyways. So. This year,
yeah. Go ahead. As a Chiefs aside, okay, yeah, the game against the Falcons, that was eye poison.
Yeah.
Readily, whatever, I'm not going to debate that. And then I hopped online and then started seeing stuff from, like, you know, people like Jeff Schwartz.
Yeah, I was just going to bring him up, but you go ahead with your Jeff.
And like story. Colin Cowherd, you know, big name people. And they're like, boy, I'm not liking what I'm seeing from the Chiefs in the last month. And I'm like, they went on the road and beat the Buccaneers, the Dolphins, and the Saints and had like two touchdown leads in the fourth quarter of all of those games. What do you want? What do you want from them? Granted, I'm not saying they're playing elite, you know, unbeatable football by any stretch, but those are three. You're beating three playoff teams on the road in a month. I'll take it.
Yeah. I was going back and forth with Schwartz today. Actually, not even that long. It was just like a quick interaction. But, you know, he was talking about how, like, the 49ers – you know, essentially it came down to his point was that the 49ers 100% healthy across the table, basically the same team as last year, would not be a contender to win the NFC championship with Jimmy Garoppolo as their quarterback. And I'm like, okay, so what the 49ers this year had all of their good players on the injured reserve at some point, a lot of them for like the whole season. And so your point is the 49ers 100% healthy defense, you know, Sherman, Bosa, you know, Solomon Thomas got injured, D Ford's never been healthy for the 49ers, but you say those guys healthy that defense carries literally any quarterback to the NFC championship. Like, literally any quarterback. Like, you roll out Nick Mullins, as fucking garbage as he was this year for them, and they're at least battling for the NFC championship. And well, his point was that they wouldn't. And I'm like, dude, I didn't say this to him because it's like, okay, I'm not going to win an argument with Jeff Schwartz. There's no point in actually doing this. But, like, he's fucking wrong. Like, George Kittle was injured for half the season. Raheem Mostert, as you know, injured for most of the season. It's like, if you get those guys healthy, this is a really good fucking team. That's why they went to the Super Bowl last year. They didn't really lose anybody from that team. Buckner.
Well, they're also a run first team as well.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm having Mostert on my fantasy team, and by the bye, taking down my championship.
Yeah.
Thanks to me having the best tight end in the NFL, baby.
Kelsey. Yeah.
But by the way, I love Kittle coming back in a meaningless fucking game last week and still going for over 100 yards with C.J. Beathard and Nick Mullins throwing him the ball.
But I was saying, Mostert had 500 yards rushing this year. I think he played two games, like, healthy.
Yeah. And that
Wilson had over five. I mean, if Mostert was healthy all year with their line, he's well over 1,000-yard running back.
All of their running backs, by the way. Like, Mostert, Tevin Coleman didn't play this year. Tevin Coleman played, like, a half of two games this year. And then Jeff Wilson, like, he's the guy who's been getting a lot of the carries. He's been injured. Like, Jerick McKinnon is a pile of garbage. Like, I don't know why they've been sticking with him as somebody on their roster. Like, he should not be on an NFL roster. His nickname is Jet, and he's the slowest player on their roster. Like, he's not a good football player. But he's been getting a lot. He's started a few games at running back for them this year. And so, like, that team healthy is fun. Okay, yeah, anyway. I don't need to talk about the 49ers for 20 minutes.
Schwartz, he's trying to get into the game, the media game. I get it. And he's trying to be hot take guy.
He's trying to go with that Skip Bayless.
And he's not great at it yet. No. He's not nuanced. He's very clumsy with it.
Like, the Garoppolo take is like the lazy hot take right now. Like, he's going to be their quarterback next year. Like, even when he did play this year, he was playing on with a high ankle sprain. Like, he's their quarterback. He's good enough to get them to a Super Bowl.
He did.
Like, he's not a bad quarterback. Like, get out of here, like, with all that shit. Like, people need to stop. I remember Niners fans at the start of the year talking like they wanted Mullins to take over the starting job, even when Garoppolo was healthy. Like, no, you don't. Like, we've seen that play out. Like, you've been proven an asshole for even saying that. So, like, stop it already.
See, I think the problem is if you're going to try to become hot take guy, you got to really go, like, molten hot take.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to say some outlandish shit to really back it up and don't fucking buckle at any pressure coming at you.
How about this one? C.J. Beathard and George Kittle were teammates at Iowa. So their connection means that C.J. Beathard should be the past, present, future 49ers quarterback going forward. Makes sense, right? I mean, look at the way he played. He went out there and beat Arizona, like, single-handedly after Nick Mullins.
Can I just say that that 49ers-Cardinals game, if ever a game has deserved to just be streamed on Amazon Prime, was a very good candidate for it.
I love everybody on Twitter going like, hey, I think I saw Fentress do that. He's like, is the Niners-Cardinals not on TV? The only NFL game being played that day, not on TV.
was it baseball that would run out like a game on Facebook?
Yes.
Baseball though? Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
The NFL did that a few years ago too with those Thursday games. They'd have them played on Twitter or whatever.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah. The old Twitter.
But football, didn't they also have it? It was on TV as well though, wasn't it?
It was like NFL Network, I think.
Yeah.
But the MLB ones were just exclusive to Facebook.
Oh, they're trying so hard. That's, by the way, like, that's not bad. Like,
if no. you have
a day baseball game on Facebook, like somebody working at their desk, getting the fucking baseball up here, the work up here, that's not bad.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
Yeah. I mean, your baseball, those nobody's up nobody to the top watching, of the screen. Absolutely. Nobody's
watching a baseball game on TV. So, yeah. like.
Okay. Twins and Orioles at noon. Sure. Whatever. Sure. Yeah, I'll put that on. It's noise.
Yeah, exactly. Just so I can hear the sounds of baseball, because that's like 90% of why baseball's cool. Speaking of baseball, let's roll into baseball, because the Padres like making moves this week. Does it mean they're actually going to be good?
They'll be good.
So they get
you. You added a Cy Young guy.
Yeah, they get a Cy Young guy in Snell. They get Darvish.
They give up almost nothing.
Yeah, basically. Nice. So by the way, like, look back now at what the Padres have done over the last like 4 years. You know, like, I think the first deal they did was they went and got Hosmer, right? Like, the Hosmer was like the first big signing from KC. And then they get Machado. Now you add him to Tatis, who is coming up and doing big things. They got like Pomeranz or whatever as their closer, but he was a fucking all-star last year too, after being dog shit with the Red Sox. So like, now you get Darvish, now you get Snell. Like, who's their other like good hitter, like Myers or something? Like, Myers is,
they do have Will Myers.
Yeah, Will Myers is good. Like, that's a good lineup. That's a good lineup. Will Myers is awesome. That's a good lineup. So like, are we actually buying the Padres now that they're buying things? As
because pitching wins you World
yeah.
Series.
Yeah, does it?
And when you and when your number four is like Chris Paddock, you're looking like a pretty strong team.
It is their number four.
Well, they got to stay healthy. That's one thing.
Clevinger too.
Yeah, if Clevinger comes back healthy and throwing cheese again.
Yeah.
Clevinger, they're three.
Well, no, they're three is probably that, like, Lamet guy, right?
Snell's still got to be number one. I mean, even after Cy Young, he had a good year last year.
Yeah.
And Darvish had – Darvish
you,
would have
– You was better – Darvish was better than Snell last year.
Last year, yeah. But it was 2 years ago that was Snell. They got to be your one, two. And then a healthy Clevinger lineup. Is probably three.
It's a good lineup, and they're a fun fucking team.
And the best part of it is just the absolute meltdown of Dodger fans and Cub fans, like, scared for their life that the Cubs are, like, just imploding as a team.
Oh, they are.
Because Brian's going to be gone here very shortly from that team.
I love how the Cubs are just now a – small market feeder team to the rest of the baseball.
Yeah.
Cause I'm like, you're the Cubs. How are you crying poor? I know we're in a pandemic, but it's the same thing the Red Sox did a few years ago or 2 years ago or was last. Well, yeah. Would they? Yeah.
Two years ago.
Except for
they could turn the switch on any year and just unload the bank on
it. It's like, why?
If Bryant comes up, they're going to throw $300 million at him, probably.
It is so weird. Like, why all of a sudden act like you don't have money to throw around? Like, that doesn't make sense. Like, you have these guys who want all of the money. You have all of the money. Give them all of the money.
Well, that's not quite how baseball now is. You build your farm system, and then you take your two to three guys that are studs, and then you deal the rest for pieces to help those guys. I mean, that's the big thing what the Padres did.
Yeah.
I mean, to get Darvish, they dealt like four top 100 guys or something like that, but they weren't even in their top five of prospects.
And three of them have never even played in a minor league game. Well,
that's the brilliant thing about baseball. It's all potential.
A bunch of high school
kids. All three of those guys are busts. All of a sudden, you get Darvish for Zach Davies. Yeah. That's the trade in the end. Yeah. I mean, the Sox got Chris Sale by trading – two young prospects. Moncada turned out to be a pretty decent guy. Kopech, I think his arm is falling off his body. So,
is his first name Craig?
No.
Okay.
I think it's Chris as well.
Okay.
Kopech. Yeah.
Hot Kopech talk. Yeah. Hot prospect talk.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, no reason. We are killing people right now. Yeah.
he was a tall dude that blew fucking cheese. And that's all you need to do to be a high prospect in baseball.
I will say it's nice that we don't have to act like we care about the Cubs anymore. Now that the M's are a Giants affiliate.
God, I do not want to see that stupid fucking W flag ever again.
Yeah.
I still harbor resentments towards the Cleveland baseball team for not closing out that 3-1 lead.
Yeah.
Because the Cubs don't deserve it.
Like,
Red Sox fans deserved it because Red Sox organization tried and they had brutal losses through decades. Yeah, the Cubs had 0-3 with Alou and the Marlins. I get it. That was a fluke. Most 9 out of 10 Cubs fans, if they never won a World Series and 0-3 is what they could have hung their hat on and just had fun at the ballpark. Let's drink old time beer. Raise the flag. Go Cubs, go! They would have been happy. They're losers. I hate them. They did not deserve to win. They did not deserve to. Their fans did not deserve victory. It's gross. Because their whole identity was we're losers, but we love it. We have fun. We're like the Red Sox identity was we're losers and we commit suicide. Eagles fans, same kind of thing.
We lose and we go like punch a minority in the face.
Take it out on the rest of the world. You're all fucked because we suck.
Oh,
yeah.
Damn it, Cubs fans, just the worst.
Aren't you guys kind of happy about with the Patriots now? How that now Patriot fans get to kind of turn back into what they should be? Just it's bitter like, fucking Massachusettsians.
It does remind me of when I was a kid. And, like, they had Drew Bledsoe and, like, didn't really matter. And it's like the Patriots are just, like, another fucking AFC team I don't care about. And so they've gone back to that. Like, I'm just like, I don't have to care about you. I don't have to hear people talk about you. Like, it's nice. Like, I just, whatever. You're a non-factor now. Like, and it's cool. Like, Belichick's still going to be a Hall of Fame coach. Like, whatever. Legacy's still going to be there. They're still one of the best dynasties in the history of the sport. But, you know, I don't have to care about them anymore. And it's good.
Growing up with a parent from Massachusetts, mm-hmm. I actually liked the Patriots when they were like that.
Sure.
Like, I love Bledsoe and, like, Terry Glenn.
Yeah, Terry Glenn.
Falk, yep. And it's like I
Ben Coates.
Yeah.
They have like Corey Dillon, too. Didn't they have him for like a year or something?
He came when they were Super Bowl team. Though.
Yeah.
Is it? Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, I like them as the losers.
Yeah, yep.
The fucking hoodie comes around and now I wanted to fucking kill myself for the last like 20 years. Losing to fucking Colts, blowing games to them, fucking like it's nothing. Yeah. God.
Gotta be hard to be a Colts fan watching a Colts Patriots when your dad is from Massachusetts.
Yeah, well, the good thing is that my mom's from Cleveland, so at least not the worst team.
It could be worse.
It could be worse.
Oh man, somehow, some way, the Christmas Day movie, like my family watched at my mom's house, ended up being Moneyball. And I was like, obviously I might have had a little bit to do with that, just surfing Netflix or whatever. But like, I'm sitting there, like watching, you know, Brad Pitt sitting in fucking Cleveland's office, like trying to get Ricardo Rincon. And like the fucking logo, up on the wall, like the huge wall that's just the racist logo. And like, I'm literally sitting on the couch and I'm like, oh, that logo is so good. Like, it's so racist, but it's so good. Like, I am part of me is really going to miss that logo.
I still have one of those hats.
Oh, man. I think I got a bunch of shirts still.
Like, it is, again, totally racist. Like, oh. it does not belong in a civilized society. Like,
right. And I think I've said it on here before. Like, I have a blind spot. Like, if you've ever been to a Braves, Chiefs, Florida State game, whatever, Indians, the Tomahawk Chop.
Yeah. Very cool.
Pretty cool. Very cool. It's really racist. Yeah. It is racist.
Yeah.
And I feel bad for enjoying it, but it's good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's terrible. I can't imagine.
The Braves in the 90s? Are you kidding me? Like every playoff game on TV?
The Styrofoam Tomahawks.
The best.
I mean, think about just growing up watching Knowles and Canes, and the Canes are in Tallahassee, and it's Charlie Ward is coming out.
Knowles Gator.
Drive, and there's that tomahawk chop. Yeah, it's a little racist, but I wouldn't want to be on defense because I'm lost. I'm
Knowles
scared.
Gators, man. Spurrier and Bowden. Like, those games were fucking great.
Do the Indians pick a new name? Because it kind of sounds like Washington's just going to go with Washington football team, right?
I think they're both going to just kind of be generic until they just nail it.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to do, like, the lame thing where, like, the NBA is like, hey, Charlotte, here's another team. And they're like, oh, we're the Bobcats.
Yeah.
Or, even though our state doesn't contain Bobcats or Wizards.
Oh, that's such a dumb name.
It's the worst. I can't believe you have it.
Still a dumb name.
I think it's different for Cleveland, though, because baseball is so apparel like based.
Yeah.
You kind of need something a little quick. I mean, who buys football?
It's a hat thing. It's a hat thing.
Who buys football? Who buys football hats?
Yeah.
I mean,
if they go back to the Spiders, they could work in some cool logos with the Cleveland Spiders.
There you go.
Go Durs.
The college team, is that Richmond? They're the Spiders?
Yeah, they're the Richmond Spiders.
It's a great hat, man. It's a great hat. Again, so I do have a couple Niners hats, by the way, Ski. I do have a couple Niners hats. I buy NFL stuff sometimes.
I have some beanies.
Yeah.
Beanies, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Baseball hats have nothing to do with it, though. Unless you go like the old like 80s one. Old 80s NFL hats, I'm all aboard, though.
Right. Even like the jersey apparel.
Like the
anyone who says an NFL jersey looks better on them than an MLB jersey is a liar.
Oh, a legit like baseball jersey, like button up. I mean,
because if you just even buy like the not the authentic one, but that like mid-tier baseball one where it's clearly not authentic, but whatever. It still looks better on you than the authentic NFL jersey. You want to know why? Because you're not an NFL player, and you're not walking around with fucking pads on. It looks stupid.
It's a button-up shirt, dude.
It looks good.
Yeah. And they're fucking – like, the way baseball teams design their jerseys are to be made as a button-up shirt.
Yeah.
Like, so it looks good on everybody who wears it pretty much.
Like, I have one football jersey.
That Marlins guy. Fuck that guy.
Apple green D'Anthony Thomas jersey. Because when that came out, that jersey was just wild. I mean, that was great.
Yeah.
But you cannot look good. I don't care what your physique is. You cannot look good in a jersey that is designed to be worn over pads. Just, you look stupid.
Yeah. They alter, like, some of the women's jerseys.
They do. They slim those down.
Because they slim those down. Yeah. See, there's the difference, though. Because they look real good in those jerseys.
They look really good.
But they do not change the dimensions of the jerseys for men.
Yes.
They do not.
I think they should, though.
They should.
I think even, like, Billy Sixpack in row 300, he looks better in a little cut down. You know, it's not dripping down. You know. I don't know. You got to tailor that shit, man.
Yeah.
So that's the only jersey you have?
Garbage bag. Football jersey, yeah.
Okay. And what about you, Ski? Do you have any footballs? Like football jerseys?
I believe I have one Royce Freeman one.
Okay. It was
like an all black one. I don't even know how I got it. Someone gave it to me.
That's exactly my situation. Yeah. I have a Royce Freeman one, and I think it was like a former coworker. I think he had a bunch of shit, and he was just like, hey, I got to get rid of this. Like, you want to just buy this for $20? And like a jersey was in there, and I'm like, yeah, okay. I can flip this for like 50, whatever, and which is exactly what I did. Sold it on fucking Facebook Marketplace, $50. The one I still have, though, that I got myself was a Masoli jersey. So I still got my Masoli jersey, which was repurposed into a Mariota jersey.
Yes, very convenient.
Which was very convenient, yeah.
Any Pauly Oregon quarterback who's good has to wear number 8. That's why you can't retire it.
Yeah.
Just, you know.
No.
If Tua or Uiagalelei, you know.
Ooh, nice.
Came to Oregon. He's got to wear number 8. It's just, it's the unwritten rules.
Yep. Yeah. All right, shall we get to our list, speaking of college football?
Let's do it.
All right, what's our list?
So in the spirit of today's historic Duke's Mayonnaise Bowl between Wisconsin and Wake Forest, we are doing athletes that sound or could be condiments.
Yeah.
And you're going to listen to this and be like, some of these are stretches.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But if you actually look up, like, hey, top 10 condiments, it'll show you 50 condiments, and some of them are sauces. So yeah. We're just going with it. Because at first I was a little like, I'm not sure how I feel about this, but I kept clicking and clicking. I went, you know what?
Yeah.
I guess it is what it is.
I used Wikipedia's definition of condiment and, like, their list of condiments they have.
I was there as well.
So you can see, I don't know if you can see how –
Ooh, nice.
I have a full page of names here. Wow. Instead of, I was thinking of, oh, you know, maybe I,
yeah, there you
maybe
go.
I should.
There's my list.
No, not yet. I was thinking of, like, maybe I'll look into, like, some things about Iowa State.
Mm-hmm.
And then King sent the list, and I was like, well, I'm just going to spend an hour finding names instead and did nothing on Iowa State. But this is way more fun.
That is pretty consistent with this season, too. Yes. In terms of football research. usually we do like a top three, but we just got lists. We just got lists and we're just going to roll through them. So should we do like one at a time? Like each person does one and we just roll through it?
Okay. Yeah.
I'll start off with the most obvious one. Uh-huh. Most obvious one. I'm sure we all have it.
Yeah.
OJ Mayo.
Okay. I have OJ Mayo with avocado oil.
Ooh.
Right, so
I get the bougie mayo.
Yeah.
So I have OJ Mayo, but I found a different mayo and I got Bam Adebayo.
Yes!
So, boy. Oh, this is so good. All right, man, you
Nick Aioli Audi.
Ooh, that's good. I like that. Channing Fry Sauce.
Yeah, I got that one too. That one seemed too easy.
Yeah, that's
all right. I got Joey Pico de Gallo.
Ooh, that is so good.
Soy Oswalt.
I think I got a soy one. I got Patrick Soy.
I like that.
Yeah, that works.
Yeah. All right, Jalen Taco Bell Red Sauce.
But it counts.
Put it on the board. Yes.
Steph Curry.
Curry's a.
I'm telling you. That's what I said. If you look it up,
it's on there.
Curry is a main dish.
It's a sauce. You know,
it is.
Goes on right.
Sauce.
All right.
I got a chili oil Davis.
Oh, Joey Oil Davis is great.
Let's see.
Meadowlark Lemon Juice.
Okay, that works. Mid-2000s Marlins legend, Ricky Tabasco.
Oh, man. Let's see. Golden Tate's Ketchup. It's a brand of ketchup, apparently.
It is a brand.
There we go.
I got a brand, too. I got Bubba Frank's Red Hot.
Yes. Yes.
There you go.
I'll go with another obvious one. Bears legend, Charles Peanut Butter Tillman.
There you go. Like that. Let's see. Jeff Malt Vinegar Garcia.
All right, I got a Carmel Ott.
Oh God, what's the one I had with that? Carmel O. Anthony. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's
fine. Catsup Fish Hunter.
Orlando Pace Picante Sauce.
All right, I got a Dontari Compote.
A former Eugene Emeralds and Yankees legend, Salsa Fasano.
Oh, Sal Fasano. Oh, that's wonderful. let's see. Marcus Marmite Iota. Marmite?
All right. Nice. All right, I got Miguel Olivoil. Is that Mikel Oliva? I was trying to stretch that one in there. Olive oil? Yeah.
Marcus Marinara to sauce.
That's a stretch.
Okay, Terriota sauce.
There you go. Jaquaski Tartar sauce.
Oh, I got Fernando Tartis.
Oh, Ski's brain is broken.
90s slugger, Vinegar Castilla.
There you go. Let's see. Oh no. Troyster sauce Aikman. Troyster sauce. Oyster sauce. Troyster sauce Aikman. Here we go.
All right, I got a Derek Hollandaise.
Yes.
There it is.
Deshaun Watson.
Yep. Tiki barbecue sauce.
Right, I got Cam Relish.
Yes.
Cam Reddish.
Yes.
I actually had a former Ducks softball player Miranda Relish. I don't know if anybody remembers her, but yeah.
Mariners Hall of Famer, Ichi Chimichurri. Oh.
That doesn't even make sense.
Chimichurri, Ichiro.
Oh, I know what it is. No, I get it. what else do I have? Pepper Johnson.
Pepper. That works.
Yep.
Pepper. I got a Yankee great Bernays Williams.
Bernays. Wow. I'm so jealous of that.
Orestes Pestostrada. That's a deep cut 90s baseball.
Yeah. Well, speaking of which, Daryl Tapatio sauce. Tapatio hot sauce. There we go.
All right. What do I got left here?
That's all right,
there's a hockey. I'm done. I'm leaving my gems for the end here.
I'm
all
right, tapped out.
Hockey player Josh Hoisang. His name's Hoisang. Hoisang sauce. Yeah.
I like it.
Hoisang. Yeah.
I'm with it.
Julio Cesar Dressing Chavez.
Yes.
All right. I got Coach Eric Hummuselman.
A Hummuselman.
All right.
Oh, yes.
Vita Blue cheese dressing.
There you go.
All right. I got a Harris Sun Barnes.
Frank's Thomas hot sauce. I'm out. I got one more.
I got Monty Sambal.
Okay. I got a Buccaneers. Maybe he was a fullback, but he was played as a running back. Mike Allspice.
It's good. Right.
And my final one is Ezekiel Elliott.
Ezekiel Elliott? Oh, that might be the best thing we've ever done. Like in life, not just the podcast. I mean, I know we're like, you know, kids, you know, family, you know, it's all good, but it's, you know.
Spend an hour trying to come up with names. It's a good way to spend the day.
It is.
General Mustard instead of Custard, even though Custard might be. I don't know.
I was like, General Custard play for a team?
Yeah.
I don't remember. All right, fair enough. Wow. So I guess we transitioned into breaking down the Fiesta Bowl now, right?
Yeah. That took 10 minutes. This will take 2 minutes.
I have absolutely nothing to say about the Fiesta Bowl other than I'm happy for the players that they got PlayStations. That's nice for them. My trivia coming up is Iowa State. And as I was looking that up, I was realizing that Iowa State might be the most boring, non-influential program ever. Yeah.
Honestly, I was trying to think of ex-players in the NFL.
There are Seneca Wallace.
Seneca Wallace. Yeah,
that was one of them.
Yeah.
Alan Lazard. But
there are people in Ames, Iowa, recording a podcast tonight who are all in on the PlayStation Fiesta Bowl. This is the biggest game they've ever played. And we're like, eh.
Yeah.
Eh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Brock Purdy.
You know what I like? You know what I like, though? I like rings. I like rings. I like trophies. So I won't be mad if both of those things end up in Oregon's possession. That trophy case looks real nice with, you know, Fiesta Bowl trophies in it. Fiesta Bowl trophies are usually pretty cool, and I'm not sure what PlayStation has done to change this one. I haven't seen it yet, but I imagine it's not going to be bad.
It's better.
Is it? Is it like a video game controller or something?
But just about. Like,
because the old one was like a football with like, you know, I don't know.
I think it's like the console. I think that's what I saw.
Let me see.
It could have just been someone's Photoshop of it, you know, like, oh, it's
right. Yeah, I haven't actually seen a picture of it. I just did a search for PlayStation Fiesta Bowl trophy.
Yeah, I think it's about the same as the old one.
Is it?
Yeah.
Still, it's not a bad one.
No.
In terms of
Yeah, no, it's the same. Yeah, it's a good one though. It's very long.
Yeah.
It's a lot of players holding up players who are holding up something else that's holding up a football.
All right. Just while we're on this, do you guys think the Ducks win?
I do.
No.
Because
Iowa State's main strength this year is their running game. And Oregon kind of sucks against the run. So we'll see. You know what? No, I take that back. I do think Oregon wins because Oregon's like head and shoulders above, you know, despite Iowa State winning the conference or whatever this year. Like,
no, they lost.
Okay, fair enough. Having the best record at the conference.
They split with Oklahoma, yes.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they lost to Louisiana Lafayette.
They did, but that was like
the first game
COVID year, and they got their asses. They got their asses.
Yeah, that was Louisiana.
But,
they beat Texas once. They beat Oklahoma once. I think that's their only like win. Like
kind of my thing with Iowa State is one of the same things with USC. Is I was like, well, Iowa State has the better quarterback. Mm-hmm. Iowa State has the better running back.
Yep.
They don't have their receivers.
I mean, I don't want to start this fight. Iowa State has the better in-game head coach. They just do. But if Kayvon plays like he did and just caves in the line, that's going to be great, right? And I don't believe Iowa State's receivers are going to beat Oregon's DBs.
No.
Oregon safety stink, but Wright and Lenore are going to just – I don't see them getting beat by these receivers.
Has there been any –
So Kayvon caves it in and neutralizes the running game. And because Brock Purdy, if you watch him, just – I feel like he's been around forever.
Yeah, he has.
He throws dumb passes just right into the breadbasket. He throws a lot of picks. He throws a lot that are dropped. Mm-hmm. I don't think Oregon will drop them if he when he does throw them.
Right.
And I'm going back to what I said before the SC game. I guess at this point, Mario just – until he loses one of these games.
Yeah. Give him the benefit of the doubt.
Give him the benefit of the doubt. He'll drop a dumb one.
Yep.
You know, but he will probably win the big ones. Because if you go back, I mean, he was an underdog at UW a couple years ago. Twice, actually. Underdog against Utah last year. Underdog against Wisconsin last year. Underdog against USC. Underdog against, you know, Iowa State. Now, there's an Auburn game that's out there, too, so it's he's not perfect in them, but I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. He'll rally, he'll motivate them, they'll be fresh. They are more talented.
And honestly, that Auburn game, you know, Oregon didn't have, like, half of their good players on offense who ended up being key contributors for them later in the year in that game. So,
imagine
if they did. Like, imagine if Herbert had, like, one good receiver to throw to in that game.
And that's one of those games where in the fourth quarter, I don't know, was it 5 minutes left? Mm-hmm. They had fourth and one, and Herbert had to come out, and they put Shuck in.
Yep.
So, of course, they ran fucking pistol up the middle, and it didn't work. But they get that first down, they bleed a couple minutes off, kick a field goal, they win. You know, it's the dumb thing. It's kind of like the Oregon State game. One more first down, the game's different. But now, I
speaking of Duck, did has Cristobal come out with who's starting?
I think he's said it's Shuck.
He's hasn't saying he? It's
Shuck. Or yeah, no, he's definitely talked him up though. But I don't think he's officially named anything.
That would be pretty surprising if Shuck wasn't the starting quarterback.
I think it'll be Shuck as the starter with Brown.
They've had to expand it Brown's packages maybe though. I mean, because he only had about five or six plays that he ran when he came in.
Man,
stretch out to maybe 20 plays that he has in his package here.
The more you expand it, the more it's playing just two quarterbacks. Like, and that is not a great situation.
Well, when one of your quarterbacks is – when neither of them are great, you might as well play them both.
Well, I mean, we don't know about Brown, so to be fair. But, yeah, I've never liked the – you know, what's the saying? Like, you – if you play two quarterbacks, you don't have one. No, whatever.
If you have two quarterbacks, you have no quarterbacks.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. January 2nd, we'll all watch a bowl game. Which have you been interested in any bowl games so far?
I have not watched more than 20 minutes of a bowl game, I don't think.
Same. And that was, for me, that was Colorado and Texas. And then Texas started just running away from them, and I was like, okay, I don't need to watch this anymore.
Yeah.
I was watching some of this Cotton Bowl. So I wanted to see Trask just like shit the bed because he has no receivers. In form, yes, he has shit the bed.
Last I saw it was 17-0. What is it?
48-13.
Oh,
eesh.
Trask has 158 yards, no touchdowns, 3 picks.
Well, when you're down your top four receivers and four starters on defense because they all opted out, it's going to happen. And actually, like, this is just going to be a thing going forward. Mm-hmm. If you're not in the CFP, players are going to – and this year's a little different because of COVID, I think. But I think going forward, it's just going to be a thing.
Yeah.
The bowl game. Yeah. And if it's, you know, the Cheez-It Bowl, honestly, who cares? But you start getting into some of the bigger bowls where even if they're not playoff games, you turn into the Rose Bowl – and Herbert opts out and Tyler Shuck is in, well, then I don't care as much.
Yeah. The Bulls are kind of trending that way, aren't they?
Oh, they're crap.
Like nobody caring about any Bulls whatsoever.
It's just going to get worse when they expand to 8 teams, you know. Yeah, that'll be all the New Year's 6 games and then everything else just complete trash.
Yeah.
But that's the bed we made, so it is what it is.
Yep. All right, shall we get to some trivia then?
Let's do it.
Close this bitch out. All right, so Iowa State trivia. How about we let King start this time? Just because I think it's been Ski starting a bunch lately. All right. What kind of animal is the Iowa State mascot?
A cardinal?
It is apparently making a like a cyclone is really difficult in mascot form. And so they just made him a cardinal, and his name is Cy the Cardinal.
Well, it's like Tulsa is the Golden Hurricane, and their mascot is just like a hurricane flag.
Yeah. All right, Skeet, who has the
– Even though there are no hurricanes in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I just want to point that out.
Are we sure about that?
Have you ever heard of a hurricane?
Oh, a hurricane. Oklahoma? Oh, okay, hurricane.
Let alone a golden hurricane?
I was thinking tornado. My bad. Yeah. You're right. All right, Ski, who has the Iowa State record for most passing yards and touchdowns in a single season?
What guy I know, Seneca Wallace.
No. Your options, King. Seneca Wallace, Brock Purdy, or Sage Rosenfels?
Oh, I'm going with old Sage.
It is Brock Purdy.
Oh, it's Brock.
It's Brock.
Yep. The Brock star.
Yeah, I thought that was going to be easy because there's like two quarterbacks who you guys might know once played for Iowa State and one of them currently plays for them. all right, so this one is King. Wait, where am I? Is it, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Cyclones have had one player finish as a finalist for the Heisman Trophy. He did it twice in 95 and 96. Played running back, has the school records for career yards and touchdowns, single season yards and touchdowns, and single game yards and touchdowns. Who is it?
Mike Davis.
No.
Oh.
Your options, Ski. Troy Davis, Darren Davis, or Dexter Green?
Oh. Troy Davis sounds a little more familiar than – I'm going to go with Troy Davis.
That is correct.
Yeah.
I do love that the Davis you said was not one of the Davises who actually existed.
I knew it was so a Davis.
There were still two Davises to guess from. That's wonderful. All right, so Ski. Quick basketball trivia question for you. This former guard played in arguably the whitest backcourt in the history of the NBA, won 2 3-point contests before moving on to become a coach for several teams in the NBA. He has had his number retired by both Iowa State and his professional team, which if I gave you, you would guess it. Who is this person? Whitest backcourt in the history of the NBA. 1 2 3-point contests, ended up coaching several teams in the NBA.
I was going to say Jamal Tinsley until you threw out actually having a good career. So
I think Jamal Tinsley was from Brooklyn. So he definitely wasn't like a white guy at Iowa State.
Yeah, I was going to say whitest backcourt. Did you miss that part?
Jeff Hornacek.
Yes. Good shit. Jeff Hornacek.
Well, it gave it through. I went to the whitest backcourt possible, Stockton Hornacek.
Exactly that. And if I gave away like the Jazz, it would have been super easy, obviously. So all right, King. This former national championship winning SEC coach has the worst winning percentage for a coach in Iowa State history. If you take out W.P. Finney, who went 0-3 in 1893. He finished his Iowa State career 5-19, then was immediately hired at the place he would win a natty two seasons later.
Gene Chizik.
That is correct. Gene Chizik. I had a hint there, too, in case, like, you both were just drawing blanks. And, yeah, you definitely remember that football game.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah. Ski. This famous inventor and agricultural scientist is an alumni of Iowa State, probably its most famous. He came up with many innovative ways for farmers to grow crops, such as cotton and sweet potatoes, but he will forever be known throughout history as the man who came up with 105 recipes for how to use peanuts and was falsely credited with inventing peanut butter. Who is it?
Oh,
Oh my God! Why am I blanking?
No, you guys heard me talking about this, and you're like, "What the fuck?" Like agricultural, and now you.
I know.
You should know the answer to this.
I do know that. I do know the name.
You can do it, man. I believe.
Carver. I'm trying. I'm blanking on.
You're gonna be so mad at yourself.
Fuck. Fuck, nah. Carver, I know that's right.
It is part of it.
I got nothing on the rest of it right now.
Should we give you a few more seconds?
No. No.
It's not there.
No. God.
All right, King. You got it?
No, I need
no. Okay.
I'm stuck on Carver, too.
I'm gonna give you the list, and you're just gonna get it. So it's George Washington Carver.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah. I was gonna give you like Garrett Morgan, Lewis Howard Latimer. There's George Washington Carver is the answer. Yeah.
All right, Ski. Who invented the cotton gin? Redeem yourself. The cotton gin.
Was that Edison somehow?
No, I think that was Eli Whitney.
The Abraham Lincoln gin?
I think it was Eli Whitney, another famous Hawkeye. Don't fact check that. Cyclone, I mean. Whatever. That state is stupid.
Oh, God. All right, so King leads 3-2, and this one goes to him. How many first-round picks has Iowa State had in their history for football?
One.
Yes.
Oh, I knew it.
Gotta make him name him.
Running back. Yeah. Can you name him?
He was a running back.
He was.
David Montgomery somehow?
Nope.
No.
What decade? What decade did he play in?
It was the 70s.
Yep.
Early 70s.
Oh, I know who that was. Old Kraken.
Yeah, Christopher Kraken. George Amundsen to the Oilers in 1973.
Oh, Allen's dad. I should have known that.
Obviously. Springfield police officer, Allen Amundsen.
Imagine trying to outrace that guy.
Yeah, right? Kurt listening just had a boner by that fact. No. Yes. That fact drop.
Yes.
Love you, Kurt. All right, so this one goes to Ski. Mentioned it earlier. In what city is Iowa State University located?
You did mention this earlier?
King did. I did.
Yep.
King did?
Yep.
Des Moines.
Nope.
King. Oh, come on, you're close. Yeah. Aim just a little more to the right on the map.
All right. Des Moines.
Yeah, aim to the right.
The right.
Is that right for you guys there?
Yeah, that is, yes.
Aim to the right.
I wasn't listening to you at all.
Okay, well.
Well.
you're playing a dangerous game right here.
Yeah.
I'm going to get this.
For the win, King. You might as well just dunk on him.
What is Ames, Iowa?
That is correct. Do you get it now? Why were we saying aim to the right?
I get it.
You get it now? Get it. Okay. All right. Just making sure. All right. So King with a win. Got two more left here. Let's see. Their rivalry questions. Iowa is naturally Iowa State's biggest rival, but they have played a game against a school every year since 1917 that is known as Farmageddon. Which school did they play? Farmageddon.
Oh.
How long did they play a game? Since?
1917.
1917.
Jesus.
Right?
Yep.
They
played this year, too. Iowa State absolutely shit on them this year.
Kansas?
Keep talking.
State?
Yeah.
State? Kansas State?
I'm just waiting for you to finish. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kansas State. All right, so back to Iowa. Winner of that game gets a trophy that combines the names of the teams. What is it?
The Cy-Hawk.
The Cy-Hawk trophy, yeah. Did you ever see the whole thing like 10 years ago or whatever where they redesigned the trophy and literally everybody hated it?
I think I missed that one.
So they it was like the old trophy was like it was literally just like a football and like a guy. It looked like a fucking one you buy at a store or whatever and have made for a kid sports team. And so they redesigned it, and it's the game is sponsored by Iowa Corn. Like the corn industry literally sponsors that rivalry game.
Fucking big corn.
They came up, yeah, Big Corn came up with the trophy, and it was like this fan. It was like a guy and his
yeah. Wife,
yeah, look at the picture of it. And his wife's, like, holding a kid. And, like, there's a basket with corn in it. And
I believe that might be a bushel of corn.
Thank you. Thank you. It is terrible. And literally, like, they released it. And, like, 4 hours later, they're like, okay, yeah, we're not actually going to do this. Because every
– is one of them holding a Bible in their hand, too? And
might as well have been.
Right.
Like, I think he's holding out a bowl. I think the dad is holding out a – oh, no, he's holding corn.
He's got corn. Yeah.
Wow. What a
the governor of the state said it was trash. Like a bunch of former coaches and players were like, "This is really bad. Nobody wants to win this now. Like, would rather lose the game than win this trophy."
corn.
So I mean, the new trophy they replaced it with isn't much better, but it is better because not much was worse than that. So, all right. Anything else before we go?
No, but in the Iowa-Iowa State rivalry, is that one of the most lopsided, like, the other side is just irrelevant? Like, I don't think Iowa Hawkeyes are that great
right.
at anything.
Right.
They're way better at everything than Iowa State.
Yeah, but if you compare the two, it's not even close. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, the Iowa – I would feel so ashamed if I was an Iowa State grad.
That is weird talking about Iowa like they're vastly superior to anything.
I've seen them in a Rose Bowl.
Yeah, but they are vastly superior to Iowa State.
It's so bad.
And now watch Oregon lose to Iowa State, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Because, yeah, the two state rival, you know, states, like Oregon, Oregon State, Kansas State, Iowa, Iowa State.
Yeah.
Yeah, Iowa State's got to be the biggest loser there.
Yeah. Well, Kansas.
Kansas, well, Kansas got basketball.
Yeah,
they do. Yeah, Iowa State doesn't really have anything.
They got Marcus Fizer.
They had the 1 year where they were like a one seed or two seed.
Yeah.
Fred Hoiberg.
The mayor.
Yeah, I think that's about it. Speaking of losing, Portland 2-1, about to go to 2-2.
Oh yeah, that's not close.
I mean, on the delayed stream, they are trailing by 30 in the third quarter to the Clippers. So
they've only given up 92 points halfway through the third quarter.
I know.
I think they got those defensive guys to come in and help shore up the defense.
Yeah, lock it down.
Yeah.
Like Jones isn't blocking Kawhi or Paul George like he was blocking LeBron the other day. Anyway. All right, so go Ducks.
Sure. Yeah. Go Ducks.
Bears.
Before we log off.
Yeah.
Have you seen the official Nike like locker room gear for the Fiesta Bowl?
No.
They completely gave up. I love it because no one cares. It's just like, hey, we're gonna put Oregon Ducks and Fiesta Bowl on a shirt, and because it's played in Arizona, hey, here's a cactus. It's the lamest shirt. It's great. I love it. It's so bad.
Oh boy. Oh geez.
Yeah.
I'm looking at a picture of it right now. Like, so the locker room gear, because like the merch that you can buy is wow. Like, that's terrible. It's like what do you call that? Like when you enter like a farm, it's got like the entrance or whatever, where it's got like the, you know, the horns and, you know, the big, you know,
like the big long driveway.
Yeah. Like that, like the entrance part. So it's got that with what looks like, is that a skull? It looks like a skull. Yep. That's a skull. And it says Oregon, go Ducks, Glendale, Arizona, and then has a shitty little cactus next to it. And it's the worst green color I've ever seen. Oregon has never worn that green.
I love it.
In the history of Oregon.
I love it.
Boy, that is bad. Oh, thank you for bringing that to my attention.
Yes.
I feel like if there's other things better you could choose other than a cactus is low-hanging fruit to put on something.
Mm-hmm. I think that's why they did it.
Yeah.
You're saying they really just...
That's COVID year. It's COVID year. Just throw a cactus on there. No one cares.
That's some, intern in the graphics department.
No, that's it.
Give me something together in this 5 minutes. I got to get something out.
I've got a skull, a cactus, and a rattlesnake. Keep two of the three.
Nike's graphic designers were furloughed, so they got nobody left. Oh, God.
I feel like they should embrace the fiesta part of it more than the fact that it's in the desert.
Well, they can't do the, they don't have the fallback of the chips anymore.
I guess, yeah.
The chips and the salsa, that was easy. Now you got to come up with something better, but Sony's not going to let you put their shit on your Nike shirts.
I did see a sweatshirt that had the PlayStation Fiesta Bowl logo. It may have been the size of your thumb, like the top of your thumb.
Yeah.
Like where your thumbprint. Yeah. It was so small. I was like, what is that? Oh.
I think Oregon gets too much credit for, being Nike supported, man. Like that's a fucking liability with a shirt like that, you know? Reevaluate our relationship here.
Your sponsor's known for like cutting edge graphics and like innovation, and you put out an MS Paint fucking logo of it.
It looks like you made it.
Yeah,
yes.
You need to make us a new one.
The Fiesta Bowl shirt is the graphics is my passion thing right there. That's what that is.
Well, get on it. Make a new one for all Duck fans to.
I'll try. I'll bust out the Cree-Cut machine and make a couple shirts.
There you go. That's exactly what I was going to say. We need to definitely put the O on there, front and center, just to make sure we get sued by Oregon for it.
Yes.
Definitely put the O right in the middle. The duck, the fighting duck. We'll definitely do that. Figure it out, man. You can do it. I believe in you. All right, guys. See you next week.
All right.